There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL trade deadline has passed. Some guys on the move, notably Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints, headed to the Commanders. The Saints will receive a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick. Washington will get Lattimore and a fifth-round pick. We'll come back to that. Za'Darius Smith traded to the Lions from the Browns. Khalil Herbert traded to the Bengals from the Bears. Jonathan Mingo traded to the Cowboys from the Panthers. Mike Williams traded to the Steelers from the Jets. Preston Smith traded to the Steelers from the Packers. Tre'Davious White traded to the Ravens from the Rams. And Khalil Davis traded to the 49ers from the Texans.
I think, and I want to get back to Marshawn Lattimore in a second, but I'm also looking at this list and I'm wondering from you guys, are you shocked that there weren't more deals being done? And I mean like quarterbacks, other certain position players that you would have said, man, I thought that they would kind of bulk up at that position.
What I suspected happened was that probably I need to look at the count, but it would be more moves made on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know why I was leaning that way because I feel like teams might be in need. When I look at quarterbacks, if you're looking at Miami, maybe they could have been in need of someone. There was talk of maybe Bryce Young ending up there.
Yep.
Now that I recall that as well. So I'm not sure if this played out the way I actually thought it was going to play out, but you're right. Some teams didn't make some moves that you thought they were going to maybe be in the market for.
Yeah,
I actually heard that Calais Campbell could be a name that could be on the move. And I was curious if Atlanta would make the phone call to Miami and say, what would a Calais Campbell – now, it would be it couldn't be more than a seventh, right? Because it's a one-year thing, but it would be a guy to come and help. I am not, because I think – look what – who's the best player that moved yesterday?
It would be Marshawn.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Marshawn or Za'Darius, I'd say, yeah.
I think it's Marshawn. And I think Marshawn's...
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think Marshawn's under contract. I think that's why it... But you look at how much they gave up for him. They gave up three... I know they got one in return, but they gave up a third, a fourth, and what, a fifth, I think, you said?
For Marshawn?
Yeah.
A third pick, third-round pick, fourth-round pick, a sixth-round pick. But like you had broke it down for everyone before, that's their own pick actually coming... back to them.
Yeah, they had given that up for John Ridgeway, the Saints had. That's a lot for a guy for a defensive back on the trade deadline day to me.
Yeah.
That's like an offseason type move with as much that was in that. But I think to get an elite player, it was gonna cost a lot. And I just don't think teams in the middle of years where they're winning games, but they're not necessarily it's not a play that puts them over the top, they're going to give up. If you had told me Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, somebody like that, somebody that is going to change the makeup of your defense. See, Aiden Hutchinson is still the leading sack getter right now for the Detroit Lions, and he's been out for, 4 weeks?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been it's probably been middle of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why. Now, yes, we needed to do it, but I think they were probably going to give up more. It just goes into play that elite players weren't on the move like a lot of people thought. Good players, yes, but elite players, no.
Yeah. And you wonder, again, what was the asking point for a lot of these guys? Ojulari was brought up. You wonder what they were asking for him, because they kept Ojulari up in New York, but they have two edge rushers on that team that you think of as being elite in the NFL, whether they're, you know, whether that's the numbers that back that up is another conversation. But I just thought after all was said and done, and a lot will be made about the Atlanta Falcons not making a move, but it's like I said at the top of the show, they already made that move. They traded a third for Matthew Judon. It just hasn't panned out. So I don't know if you double down and say, let's go back to the well and trade more picks. I don't think that's a recipe either. And so that's the decision they decided to make yesterday.
Well, real quick, yeah. If you go back to Montez. Montez Sweat was traded last year at the deadline. We were in on that, but we couldn't get him because Chicago came over the top and offered more than we could. Had there been a guy like Montez Sweat where you think you can get some, you can make that deal and re-sign him, I absolutely think this team would have. But don't tell me that you think a Azeez Ojulari is that guy. He's having one of the better seasons of his career. As Mike said, he's with two other edge rushers, and they wanted a haul for him. And so now they're going to keep him and try to have to re-sign him or whatever, because I think he's on an expiring contract. This is the end of his deal. So had that been out there, I think they would have done it. I just don't think that was there, and I think that was part of the deal for them.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.